9 years after Kimberly Pierce's acclaimed independent first film, Boys Don't Cry, the director teamed up with Paramount and MTV Films to make the new drama Stop Loss. The title refers to the government policy, invoked during times of war, that keeps soldiers in the military past the date when their service was supposed to end. The film stars Ryan Phillippe, Abby Cornish, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
At first glance, Kimberly Pierce's Stop Loss doesn't bear much resemblance to her momentous debut, Boys Don't Cry, the story of a young woman who pretends joyfully to be a man, and when she's discovered, is raped and murdered. But the films are connected. Pierce has a knack for getting inside the heads of young men, for illuminating their bonds and rituals in a way that should be the envy of male directors. Last year's Iraq and War on Terror movies tanked, and you wouldn't know this is a political film from the posters, which feature four young people staring into the camera like John Hughes characters contemplating the senior prom. But in a sometimes live-wire, sometimes ungainly way, Stop Loss evokes the pain of young American cowboy types who've lost all sense of autonomy. The movie centers on three Texas soldiers, good old boys, who return from Iraq right after an ambush that left some of their buddies dead and maimed, and another grimly stoic after inadvertently killing women and children. That's the opening sequence, and Pierce makes you understand the adrenaline-fueled hyper-awareness of these men at a checkpoint as they almost fire on a family speeding toward them, then the unreality of the moment when insurgents in another speeding car suddenly open fire on them. They make split-second and not too wise decisions as the insurgents melt into civilian crowds. And when it's all over, and they roll into Texas on a bus, ready to be discharged, you get a palpable sense of how wound up they are, how they're itching to get very, very drunk and have crazy sex and court oblivion. They barely make it through the parade and the welcome speech of a U.S. senator before they're throwing back shots and retching and punching people out. The first night home, Tommy, played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, gets thrown out by his wife. Steve, played by Channing Tatum, backhands his fiancée, Michelle, played by Abby Cornish, and begins to dig a trench in the yard while screaming he's under fire. Brandon, played by Ryan Phillippe, seems the most stable until he goes back on the base to get his discharge papers.
Says here you have orders to report to the 1st Brigade.
Not me. I'm getting out today.
Brandon Leonard King?
Yes.
Out to the 1st Brigade on the 22nd.
This is a mistake.
It's all there. You leave on the 22nd, shipping back to Iraq. Subsection 12305, Title 10, by the authority of the President. You've been stop lost.
Ryan Phillippe has never struck me as much of an actor, but in Stop Loss, he's very impressive, convincingly edgy and disoriented. He tells his commanding officer no, he's not going back. He punches out two guards. He goes AWOL. He can't believe what's happening, and neither can his mother, played by Linda Emmon, and his pal Steve's fiancée, Michelle.
They stop-lost you. How can they do this?
They're doing whatever they want to do. With a shortage of guys and no draft, they're shipping back soldiers who's supposed to be getting out. It's a backdoor draft is what it is.
What about Steve?
Mitch, I don't know. Some of us are getting it, some ain't.
This cannot be happening. No, you almost died over there. What do you want to do? You want me to take you to Mexico till this blows over?
No. Out of the question, Mom. I ain't dragging my tail across to Mexico.
I'll take you.
Michelle does drive him. Not to Mexico, but to Washington, where he hopes the senator who once promised him the world will stop the stop loss. It's during Michelle and Brandon's road trip that stop loss loses momentum. There's lots of talk and lots of shots of their car going over bridges. But this is the bitter core of the film, and it should be crawly and discomforting. A visit to the family of a dead comrade, to their hospitalized buddy, Rico, played by Victor Razzak, who's blind and has lost one arm and two legs, and to a fleabag motel where another AWOL stop-loss soldier hides with his wife and sick child. The young Australian actress Abby Cornish makes Michelle, potentially a thankless role, a vivid observer. she's struggling to understand what Iraq and stop loss, a changing of the rules in midstream, means to men who thought in war you knew who the bad guys were, and when you were out, you were out. Brandon has no real recourse, and Pierce has no answers. The power of the film, and this is no joke, is that it shows him between Iraq and a hard place.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.